Just remain standing for a moment. Let's just pray. You know, Sewell and I were in a meeting, or Pastor Sewell and I were in a meeting, and God gave us a word, and it was get out of the box and stay out of the box. And we're going to start teaching on stuff that's outside of the box, not inside the box. And you'll find this about God, that the blessing He has for you is never in the box, it's outside the box. Some of us were so used to having such rigid thinking in the way we do things. I know for me, being away, standing in front of 100,000 people, and the only thing I can do now, I'm sitting in the front for our church and going, God, do it again. You know, it'll be just so easy after experience that, because let me just do something. This is out of the box thinking. Whenever any of our ministry team, like AJ, myself, Sylvie, anybody ministers, we all get the blessing. So getting outside of the box thinking, what I shared is not just about Ted Fabianic's ministry. It's about faith life. Because I think God wants us to start to think big, act big, speak, give, be big. So, come on, let's pray. Father, I just really want to thank you for today. I thank you that it's a Father's Day. I thank you, God, for all the men that laid hands on me, that imparted something in me. I know, God, I'm not going to be the same. And Father, I just pray that as a church that you would do something so amazing this morning that we will never be the same and never go back into the rigid thinking and living like we used to. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Why don't you have a seat? I haven't got any PowerPoints to give you tonight. But I will do them next week, because I'm still trying to catch up on sleep and I'm still downloading everything that I'm feeling. But what I want to do over the next 2 weeks is talk about the power, the purpose of giving sacrifice. The power, the purpose of giving sacrifice. The power, the purpose of giving sacrifice. Now, I know please don't shut your energy level down when you hear these words, right? I never liked the word sacrifice. Am I the only one? Sacrifice means pain, correct? I was always taught that sacrifice, and this is at inside the box thinking, old school thinking, is that sacrifice, that God wants something precious to me that's in me and He wants me to give it away. So it means that God sees something in me and goes, well, that's precious to Ted. I want to see if Ted loves me. So I'm going to ask him to sacrifice it. That means loss. I was in church today. We used to go, sacrifice until it hurts. No pain, no gain without, right? I looked it up. If you want to know, just Google sacrifice and put images on. Everything is negative. It is like God's looking at you and He go, well, I want something from you, because if it hurts you, that means it's precious. So the imagery is this, is that God, we got to give something precious and it's going to hurt. So we use terms like give until it hurts, but the Bible says give until you're healed. So when we start thinking about the word sacrifice, is we want to go, what is the purpose and the power of sacrifice? Now, I preached this to our worship team. And since I've understood this, my worship has never been the same. The Word of God tells us that we need to bring a sacrifice of worship. Look at Psalm 116, verse 17 says this. Now I will worship you passionately and bring to you my sacrifice of praise, drenched with thanksgiving. Now I will worship you passionately and bring to you my sacrifice of praise, drenched with thanksgiving. I never understood David in the Bible. Because you read David, he's all about worship and problems. Worship and, oh God, you know, you're so far away from me and all that. Now, let me just show you where we're heading. How many of you have ever felt far away from God? How many of you sometimes feel like when you're praying that your words hit the ceiling, come back and hit you? How many of you struggle to worship? Okay. How many of you know you can sit next to a person and feel far away from them? You okay? Now, the word, see, when we start thinking sacrifice, it's always been, I have to give and he's going to hurt me. But when I looked at the word sacrifice in the way God always intended it, it absolutely blew me away. Now, the first thing we need to understand is to do any kind of teaching, you need something that's not movable so that you attach the movable to the unmovable. Did you understand what I just said? Because I don't, so I'll, let me repeat it. To understand something that needs to be something that is concrete, that says, this is not movable, and whatever is movable, I need to question, because I have to have something that doesn't move. So there needs to be a truth that works everywhere. I remember listening to Benny Hinn, and he made this amazing comment. He says, I cannot teach prosperity in the Philippines like I preach it in America. Because there are certain principles that you can use in an American economy that don't work in the Philippines. So in other words, you're not teaching the word, you're teaching principle. If it doesn't work in Calcutta, to the poorest man on earth, then it's not kingdom. You good? So now, if we're going to teach about sacrifice, let's give you something that's not movable. Hebrews 13:5 says this, right? I will never leave you or forsake you. Now, understand something about promises. There are two types of promises. There are solicited promises. In other words, it's conditional. So, I promise to lend you money if you show me that you can repay it. So, I give a promise based on your power to repay. Okay? Think black church, yeah. Right? You're black now, right? We're in America, right? You know, that's it. I'm starting to feel American. Well, praise God. Okay. So watch this. So there's one promise. I love it. You're getting it? So you're much. See, after they're doing that, you guys are back are smiling. It's working. So one promise is, it's based upon the performance that you give me. But then there's a God promise that's not based upon you. So this promise, I will never leave you nor forsake you, is based on God, not you. So to understand the Psalms, think about David's thinking. David is trying to run away from God. So he goes, and he gets ticked off with God. He says, God, I can't run away from you. If I go to make my bed in hell, I wake up, there you are. God, you know what? If I go to the furthest parts of the earth and I hide myself in a cave, I go to sleep, I wake up, you're there. You know what David was saying? There's no place that I can go where you're not with me. So the first, when we start talking about sacrifice, is this connection that God says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So the question must be asked then, how can I feel alone when he never leaves? I mean, inside religious thinking says, oh, you must have sinned, you must have done something. So here's the big part of it is, AJ, can you just stand up for me? Come right here. Now, this is, that's Ted Fabianic, I'm God. You can tell the difference because I got, right? What I do as God, I go to AJ, I make you a promise. I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So you got to get used to this thing. You can never run away from me. So what happens now is this. His attitude can be bad, but I can't leave. See, religious thinking says this. Oh, this is really good. Well, I'm a good kid. But the moment I sin, so AJ, unless you repent, you and I cannot have a relationship. That's why sometimes we've been taught that you ask God to forgive you for everything before you ask him to receive anything, because you think God's far away. See, the God, grace thinking kingdom thinking. David figured this out. I can't run away from you. So if I am feeling apart, it cannot be on God's point. It has to be with my point. Here's something interesting. If you feel God is far away from you, you will act and worship like you're trying to get God to come back. Thanks, AJ. See, our thinking is, okay, if I praise God, then God comes. So, I used to do this. I used to think that when I praise God, I create a vacuum, and then God comes and sits in the vacuum. So my mentality was, I am sitting here empty. God's not in my personal space. When I worship, I create a vacuum, and then God steps into the vacuum. So my thinking is, if my worship isn't good, then God's not in my vacuum. So when you start thinking, what's praise and worship for then? Because I don't have to. See, AJ doesn't have to attract me because I don't leave. AJ doesn't have to give me an invitation because I've moved in. See, Sulwe doesn't need to. Oh, Sulwe, do you want to come home? She goes, that is my home. You say that again, you're the one leaving. Right? So what we have is this mentality of sacrifices that I have to give something precious to God, and then God will meet my need. So the mentality is, how do I draw God? You know, I've read books and did inbox teaching. You know what's really interesting with being a gospel communicator? You've got a lot of repenting to do because I preach trash. And I was wondering, God, how did people ever get saved under my ministry, right? Because we live in the realm we are, and I spend most of my life going, God, how do I attract blessing? How do I attract favor? How do I attract this? How do we as a church attract buildings? How do we do all this? Or thinking, I haven't got, so I have to do something to attract God. But the scripture, eternal scripture, says this: God's made a promise to you, and he says, I cannot break covenant. When God says it, it is. So God says, I give you a promise that you can hang your belief system on. I will never leave you, nor I will forsake you, because I did it on my terms, not on your terms, and I can't break my word, so you cannot run away from me. So that gives the ability to receive. See, the word sacrifice means this: to draw near. It's a relationship term. So the word sacrifice means coming closer, and the root word also comes is to draw near, and has to be to do with the word related. So the root word for sacrifice is related. It is like Sul and I are related. Why? Because we're married. So it's got to do with relationship. So the word, see, we thought sacrifice is taking something of preciousness and go and putting it in there. Because you're a really smart church. Yeah. Amen. Every time the word sacrifice is used in the book of Leviticus, it has two major themes through it. The first theme is, you are not allowed to sacrifice a wild animal that you caught in the forest. It has to be from you. That has to have relationship with you. So if you wanted to sacrifice to God, you go, man, you know, I've got sheep, I've got goats, I've got cows. I don't want to do that. I'm a hunter, so I'm going to shoot a deer, and I'm going to take this deer, and I'm going to offer it to God. God says you can't, because that animal doesn't belong to you. You can only sacrifice what belongs to you. Why? Relationship. And the second part is, every time God's mentioned in the teaching of sacrifice, it's always the four-letter word of God, which means mercy or grace. So every time God said sacrifice, he said grace. So the word to sacrifice means that to draw near, to come to, and to have relationship. Now watch this. So the word sacrifice comes in and he says, how do I get close to God? You sacrifice. You draw near. Now watch this. We said it before. I feel far away. Now, this is how it works. Let's take it before we go into more scripture. I'm going to talk about Sula and my relationship. This is not yours, mine. Sula and I have an argument, which all the married couples go, wow, you guys? Most of you are going, oh, Pastor, we never argue. My question to you is, well, how come you don't talk to us? You cannot live without an argument. Oh, come on, yeah, you're super spiritual. I actually had met a couple that never argued. Seriously, they were married for 17 years and never argued. Then I found out that they, when they got married, slept together once and then for 17 years lived in the same house in two separate areas. And so this guy comes up, got a great relationship with my wife, we never argue. Do you know? He goes, yeah, she's got an entrance, I've got an entrance. So look, that's good. If you're going to have me in a relationship, you've got to get used to a good argument. I love a good argument. But now watch this. So Sula and I have an argument. I go into my car. I'm driving to work. Now I feel far away from her. And you know when you had an argument? After the argument, you think of all the smart things you could have said. Come on. She said that. I should have said this, right? And you go, well, we know that. And then you stew over there for the whole day. You know, you're doing a business meeting and you go down there and you go, I'm going to say this. I'm going, right. So I'm rehearsing what's going to happen at home. My stress level is up, right? Now, so inside the box thinking says, how do I get her to come to me? Come on. Well, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. She started it. She should have been one of those submissive wives, which in fact does not exist. If you have a submissive wife, I don't think she's your wife. Come on. Come on. All the women know what I'm talking about? I'm sitting down physically, but I'm standing up emotionally. This is too close to home, isn't it? No. Okay, so here am I, and I'm going, see, inside the box thinking, I'm going to give to her so she draws back to me. I'm going to do something that puts her into debt, then she responds to me. That's not biblical. You know what sacrifice is? What I'm going to do is I'm going to buy her some dead flowers called roses. Come on, guys, they're dead. They cut them. They have a life expectancy, right? So I go buying the roses. Now watch this. I give it to Sulve so that I can be close to her, not that she can be close to me. See, we're used to thinking sacrifice is I'm going to give something to you so that you can get something to me. That isn't biblical. What's biblical is I want to feel close to her. We've just had this argument, you know, and I'm going, wow, this is not the way I want to live. See, my response is not up to her. So she can still be angry with me, but I feel close. So now I'm close enough so she can hit me. But see what we're used to doing is sacrifices. I'm going to give something to you, and then you're going to give something to me. Sacrifice is all about I want to feel close. Because we've always kind of looked at it, and this, listen to me carefully now, this is where manipulation comes in, is because we are so used to putting people in debt. How many of you heard this story? You don't know how much I sacrificed for you. I tried this with my kids. I remember with Christine one day, I was so ticked off at her. I sat her down. And I said, babe, do you know what it cost me to put you through a private school?
Let me.
You do not say anything. We'll talk, right? So I'm saying, Mom and I, we sacrifice for you. Instead of having mag wheels, we had no wheels on the car. You know, instead of going to really good restaurants, we ate Maccas, right? And you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to let her know that, hey, I love her. I'm putting her into debt so that I can get a response. That isn't sacrifice. Listen to me carefully. Relationships now. The moment anybody in any relationship feels like a martyr, it's not a kingdom principle. It's a worldly principle. Okay, let me give you a download. What's the biggest sacrifice in the world? To give your life for somebody else, correct? Isn't it amazing that when Jesus said, I want you to take communion, but I'm not going to put you into debt, he says, I want you to remember the benefits of what I did, not how much I suffered. Come on, Jesus could come to you. Hey, we did this, right? You okay? I used to put people in debt. I used to go, God died for you, and you can't even get up in the morning and pray. You know, Jesus left heaven, and you can't even come to a prayer meeting. How many of you are feeling really good at the moment? Yeah. See, the word sacrifice is this, right? Is that God doesn't put you into debt. You know what worship is for, praise is for? It's because my emotions feel separated from God. And when I worship, I get a reality check. God, he hasn't left me. And you cannot make a bad decision in a feeling that God's far away. See, it's when I sacrifice, I draw near. See, one of the words for worship, can you come and say, do you know what I did for you, man? Yeah. Now, watch this. One of the terms that they use for worship is to lean in. You cannot worship from afar. You can sing from afar. You can yell from afar, but you cannot worship from afar. Because the word worship means to lean into. Thanks, Jess. You know, I was on Friday, I had my daughter came and she brought my grandson and he was asleep. And I held him and he leant into me. And I'm holding my grandson with me, right? And I'm going and God says, this is what worship is. Worship is to lean into someone. So here's what we, this is where the fight is. The fight is with our emotions, is because when I sacrifice, I draw near. When I sacrifice, I actually get all of my spiritual, all of my emotional senses into the reality check. God's with me. See, the reason I worship is not to get God to like me, is because I feel far away. So what the key is, like with Sylve, we just had this argument, but I want to, it's not how do I draw her back to me, it's how do I go back to her. Well, what if she doesn't respond well? That's beside the point. I want to sacrifice. So to sacrifice is when whoever I give to, I draw near to. That works the same way. You find that. How do you fall in love with Faith Life Church? You give to it. Why? Because whatever you give to, you draw near. It works everywhere. And it's not about martyrdom. It's not about, oh, look what I've lost. Next week we're going to deal with giving. And it's totally another word out of the box. You'll want to give. Because everything inside the box, it's about me. God's far away. What have you done? What have you done? You step out of the religious box and God says, I want you to worship me. Why? Because I feel close to you. Come on, we all have those Monday morning blues. And you go, yeah, Monday mornings. Sunday was great. Oh, Monday. You know what it is? Nothing changes except how you feel. And whatever you want to change is sacrifice too. And you know what's amazing? I'd learned this principle but never knew it. When I work for a company, I sacrifice to a person that never knew me. Because I wanted to feel closer to the company. So you know what I started doing? I started giving of myself to the company. I felt closer to the company. You will find this in any given job. The moment a person stops giving, they start retrieving. So God says this way, we are still getting our emotions. So we got all of these emotions. I feel God's far away. I don't feel God loves me. I don't feel forgiven. I don't. That is an indicator you need to sacrifice of worship. Because when I worship, God gives me a reality check. Ted, I haven't left you. Wow. My promises are still for you. Wow. You are totally clean. Wow. That is why you find out when you read the Psalms, David was so overawed in everything. Is I worship you, I worship you, I worship you. I used to go, well, get over this worship. And then I realized, you know what David was saying? I am in a cave. I am feeling so far away from you. So when I worship, the cave becomes the throne room. Because Satan wants to attack your sacrifice. Why? He cannot separate you. What did Paul say? Shall the sword, shall persecution, shall tribulation. What can separate you from the love of God, correct? Nothing can separate you. So the only thing that can separate you emotionally in a lie situation, because a lie is as powerful as a truth if it's treated like a truth. Let me say that again. A lie is as powerful as the truth if it is treated as the truth. So watch this. Come on. Some of you know how you're being attacked now. You're feeling far away from God. And you go, wow, and you hear this voice. Yeah, because you don't pray enough. And that's, you know when you know, when you get that feeling, is when you pray, you watch your... Come on. Not anymore. Yesterday, okay? I'm praying. Hallelujah. Okay, let's just move the clock a little bit faster. See, anytime you start to feel into debt, it's not that you're in debt to God, it's your thinking is in debt. That's why the Bible says, take every thought, what? See, you can come into church and go, no one loves me. What a lot of rubbish. I don't feel important. Well, there's got to be something wrong. So we have always want to draw things to us when God says they're already there, but you don't know they're there. So the word sacrifice means he's going, okay, God, as I worship you, I draw near and I get the clarity. Wow, God loves me. God has accepted me. So when it comes to giving, I am no longer giving so that I can get. I am giving to know that I've got. The way we're going to grow this church is by giving to it. Why? Because all of a sudden, see, if you don't think this is a good church, you stop giving. The moment you stop giving, you start pulling away. But the moment you, that is why do you think the Apostle Paul said this? Do not be like everybody else that doesn't come into the meetings. Why? Because when we come together, we start to encourage each other. And what we're encouraging is get back into your right thinking that you know God's for you, He's not against you. See, what happens in worship, in a sacrifice of worship, is I go to God and I go, God, I love you. I'm worshiping God. It's not that God is being attracted to me. It's my spirit is going, wow, I am coming into connection on who I really am. See, to sacrifice is for your emotions that are wayward. I don't feel loved. I don't feel pretty. I don't feel this. I don't feel this. Anytime you put the word feel next to it, you are in deep trouble. Okay? Because it's a lie. See, I can have an argument, going back to the practical, I can have an argument with Sylvie, and I go, well, she's now ticked off at you. Oh, I hope the couch is really comfortable. You and the cat are going to become best friends. But see what happens is this. Now watch the progress in this. You start to feel far away. You start to talk like you're far away. You start to worship like you're far away. You start to give like you're far away. You start to dream like you're far away. So what happens is this, is you are emotionally pulling away from God, but physically he has not left you. But because you believe a lie, you start to act like it. You go, man, I am believing for God to do that, but God's not going to do it, so I better manipulate. You want a promotion, and you start believing God for it. God, I'm believing for a promotion. And then all of a sudden, you feel far away from God. Man, if the manager doesn't see me working overtime, he's not going to notice it. So what you do, you start working overtime when the manager's there. Okay? We are going to go out of the box, and we're not going to be run by feelings of inadequacy. We're going to start believing because God has not left us. And can I just say this to all the married couples? That is the key to romance. That is the key to longevity. Is the whole thing about sacrificing. See, I want to feel close to Jesse, but I'm not trying to manipulate him. So what do? I give. Hey, Jesse, come on, let's go out for food. Well, because Jesse's hungry? No. Because I want to feel close to him. That's good. Wow. You know, I ring up my daughter, Steph, and I go, hey, honey, let's go out. Why am I doing that? No, because I want to feel closer to her. I'm not trying to manipulate her, right? I got my grandkids. We're all coming together for a party at our house, so I better hurry up and finish, right? But the reason I give to them is not so that I can like Papa. I want to feel close to Ava, Helena, Jude, and Flo. See, I'm not trying to manipulate it. I'm going, because I am giving, I have invested something in it, and I'm going, man, whether you like me or not, I am going to feel close to you. So that, you know what it does? It frees you up. See, I feel so close to Jesse, and he's got nothing to do with him. So I am not stressed. Oh, I hope he likes me. And Jesse likes this principle. Husbands, right? Wives. Sacrifice. Not for them. And don't do this. I did this once. I bought Silva an expensive watch. And she didn't understand the price of this watch. So I would get her pictures of what the... I'm trying to get her to like me because I've just spent the biggest amount of money I have ever spent on a timepiece. But you know what it was? I'm manipulating. Instead of going, I want to feel close to Silve, so I'm going to buy her the most expensive present that I have ever bought. You know what happened? Guess who got robbed that day? Not Silve, me. That money went to loss on that day. Because God said, when you should have done all this, honey, I'm going to give this to you, but now I feel close. That, you know what that does? It releases the other person so that I can become loving. Faith Life Church, manipulation is no longer acceptable. We're going to start sacrificing to each other. What do we do? I want to feel closer to Jesus. Well, I'm going to sacrifice. I want to feel the Father's love. Well, I sacrifice to the Father. And it's not that the Father's doing this. It's when you sacrifice, God is not kind of doing the meter. You know, it's like, okay, I'm just going to wait. Can I have the worship team to come up? Because are we going to put this in a bit of a practice? Is this okay? And so what the Father is doing, he's saying, Ted, you know what you've done? You've let your emotions run you. So you're feeling far away and you're worshiping far away. What I want you to do is as I worship. Now watch this. This is a spiritual how it works. Is my emotions line up with my act of worship. So all of a sudden I get the download of God. God comes in and as I worship. Is it all right to be really blunt, honest with you? Ever since... This is about a month old, give and take, since God's opened this to me. All I do now in my car is listen to worship. I used to listen to messages, and I still do. But most of my time now, I'm worshiping. Because you know what I realized? I wanted to feel close to God. And the only time I used to feel close to God was in the front seats. I love our worship. I believe we have the best. By the way, Pastor Cyrus, we caught up with it. He loves you guys. And all of you Malaysians, you're not allowed to leave. I told him, you do that again, man. But you know what I found? Ever since I learned this principle, I would feel close to God as these amazing people are worshiping. But he had this time lapse. So anytime now I feel that God's far away from me, you know what I do? I'll go to my room. I'll go to my iPod. I'll go in my car. I'll put worship on. It's really embarrassing because I cry a lot. So people think, oh, poor guy, must have just got caught speeding. I'm going, but because I learned the secret. Anytime I feel away, you know what? And I do it now. Anytime I might be feeling that Sula and I are apart, you know what I do now? I give because I'm putting my emotions in track because she loves me. She's for me. But if my emotions are any contrary, I go, something is wrong because that's not her. So what do? I'm not trying to fix her. I'm getting, come on, emotions. That's getting to the line. Okay? Sacrifice is I draw close. God, truth is, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So God, you haven't changed your mind about me. You haven't done that. So I'm feeling a lie. You know what we want to do today? I just want all the lies to dispel. I don't think God's going to heal you. Well, that's a lie. I don't feel the healing. That is a lie. To give you an illustration, one of the team members came to me. And he says, oh, Ted, when you were praying for the sick, I had a tennis elbow. And he says, I've been in constant pain for over 30 years with this, right? And he goes, I really felt healed. But then I woke up and I go, and it felt like it was the same. And he said this, you know what I did? I started to worship God. And I go, no, that's a lie. You've healed me. And the pain instantly went and he got full movement. But you know what it was? God did something, but I don't feel it. Understand me, I'm a feely person. I'm not going to change. But all that's changed in Ted Fabianic is now my feelings are being governed by the truth. And my feelings come in line. My feelings are hanging out. This is what my feelings were yelling at me. Fabianic, will you? We want to follow. We need a leader. We need somebody. We don't want to be independent of the truth. But if you don't direct us, we will go our own way. So your feelings are, come on, how many of you have felt angry, blessed, manipulated in under 10 seconds? How many of you don't want to tell me? But you know why? You know what that is? It's not that you're bad, it's that your feelings say, just direct me. And the best way to direct is to give a sacrifice. Take somebody out. Okay, let me give you a huge download. I own a homeless, not I own, that's the wrong thing. I'm looking after a homeless person at the moment. I've got this emotional connection with him now. Every time we go, we talk. He sits at the same place. When he sees me coming, he goes, I'm not going to get changed, thank you. But I have this connection. And I remember the other day I went by and all I had was a 50. And he's got 10 cent pieces, so I give him a 50. And all of a sudden, I'm really interested in him. I've invested in him. But you know what, something? We have an emotional connection. You know why? Because I've given to him and now he's important to me. As a church, we need to start to give to the next generation. Let me just lift this up to another level because this is our church, correct? You know what? I love our young people, the kids ministry. You know what's missing in it? We need to give more to it. We need to get our university students back. The way we're going to do that is we're going to sacrifice to them. See, wherever we are, this is where we are drawn. But I think today, I want you to line up back with Jesus. I want you to line up with His goodness. I want to go, you know what? The team's going to worship in one moment, and we're going to do it differently now. Is that I'm not trying to draw God to me. He's, I'm drawing near to you. Sacrifice is to draw near, is to lean in. God, why don't we stand at the moment? Why don't you just lift up your hands? Father, you ask us to get out of the box and stay out of the box. So, Father, right now, we want to draw near to you. Father, you haven't moved. Your will and your purposes are exactly the same. Everything, nothing has changed, Father. You love us. You are for us. You're not against us. Every promise has been ours. But Father, some of us today, we're feeling it. Father, we're feeling alone. We're feeling neglected. And Father, but right now, we realize it's not, you haven't moved. Father, I apologize that I felt like it. I thought you had moved. Father, you haven't. It's me that's moved. It's my thinking. Positionally, I cannot run away from you. Emotionally, I can feel far away from you. So in the next minute or so, everything is going to be directed and I'm going to know who I am, what I am, and who I am. And so, Father, right now, as we give you a sacrifice of worship, I thank you that everything will follow suit. My loneliness will feel embraced by his kindness. My distance will be replaced with hearing your heartbeat. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, let's just spend a couple of minutes and just worship.
Promises to me. Now I'm casting out all fear.